My buddy Joe and I grew up in a small town in Wisconsin, and there just wasn't a lot to do. And so as teenagers, we, I guess, spent a lot of time in thrift stores, and we'd look around for things to entertain ourselves. And videotapes started showing up in the early 90s. We thought, there's got to be something good on these. So we just started buying anything that looked interesting. So, you know, a Mr. T educational video or the promotional tape you could order from Hair Club for Men.
Yeah.
We'd watch all those and find parts that made us laugh, you know, unintentionally funny parts, and then would have screening parties for our friends. We just kept doing that as a hobby, and it became more and more of a passion, and the collection of our found videos just grew. We had, like, I think we had like 1,500 tapes in around 2004, and we were like, you know what? What if we took this thing we did in apartments and, you know, parents' houses and put it into a theater somewhere? I wonder if anybody would show up. So mm-hmm. we've been touring it ever since with new videos every year, and we take it on the road.
You know, you've been doing this show since 2004. Is there anything new this year or that you're particularly excited about?
One of the things that we started doing very early on in touring was we would go to whatever city we were in, we'd go to their local morning news show and come on and play some video clips and try to get people to get excited about the show that night. Just as quickly as we started doing that, we realized we hated doing that. News anchors would forget we were coming. They'd get the name of the show wrong. To entertain ourselves and to kind of see if they were paying attention, truly, we started sending out press releases for people, like fake people, like ridiculous characters we made up. We started going on as those people. Last year, we went on as a strongman duo, and we went on and did very unimpressive feats of strength, like breaking twigs in half and stomping on Easter baskets. And so we're going to show some highlights that have never seen the light of day from the news appearances we did. But also, one of the stations in Wisconsin sued us. And we spent the better part of last year trying to dig out from that expensive lawsuit. But at the end of it all, we kind of came out on top. It was still expensive, but the consolation prize is we got to keep all of the footage of us being deposed. We're basically going to be making fun of ourselves and showing off some of that footage as well.
You found footage for over 10 years now. Have you noticed any trends?
Early on, we would start to get things like exercise videos and children's videos. Those are like the first things to end up at Salvation Armies and Goodwills. As the years have gone on, we've just entire collections have gone off as DVD became the format. So we find stuff that shouldn't be at thrift stores, like home movies, training videos, other stuff that just doesn't really fit into any category. We have a video from Chicago called Rent a Friend. I mean, the actual concept of this was that if you were lonely and you had a VCR, you could put this tape in, and the guy on screen, very nice man named Sam, would sort of keep you company for that 45 minutes.
How long does it take to find all of this footage? You know, what's the criteria for making it into the show?
Number one, it has to be physically found in hand, usually by us, but sometimes people will send it to us or share their finds. Last time we were in Champaign, we had somebody with a big box full of tapes that they dropped off. So, and the other thing is it has to be unintentionally funny. You know, whatever it was trying to do, it has to sort of fail at in some kind of entertaining way. Though, the process itself is kind of long. I mean, we spend about a year touring with a show, and on the road we're at thrift stores during the day trying to find new material, and it takes us, you know, several months to go through it all, and then hopefully at the end of that you have enough material for the next year's show. You know, the white smoke comes out of the Vatican and, well, our office in Brooklyn, and we know that we have a new show has been announced.